Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, let's all get in the zone of nice, fresh, good content.
More! Wow, bedwetters, good morning.
Oh, you've taken a little pep in your step. You've taken the hello this morning.
Yeah, because we're keeping that cock stuff in, kid. That's how it's starting.
No, it's not. Well, we owe the bedwetters a little apology, don't we?
What, we?
I do.
Who are we looking at over here?
I owe the bedwetters an apology.
Not throw Willie so far under the bus. That
it was his fault.
I'll dive under that bus.
I feel mean.
The fuck did we do?
Just a beautiful podcast.
That I destroyed with my...
Do you know...
You know what? Who you were? You know who we were in that last podcast? We were
Keanu Reeves.
Da Vinci's The Mona Lisa, and you would just stop oil. Throwing orange shit all over it.
Yeah.
And throwing paint.
You threw paint
over a masterpiece.
I was that lady screaming when Donald Trump got elected. That's what I did to this podcast.
Correct.
Do you know what I will say? What is the funniest thing that has come out of this? Like, we genuinely finished the podcast and Willie was like, oh, fuck. You know, we've got an issue. Jarch and I were actually pretty fucking devastated, as you would be.
Yeah,
like, this is our baby. Now all the bedwetters are coming to being like, oh, classic marketing ploy. The podcast is shit, but the Patreon's fine. Hey, guys, have you listened to us for the last 2 years? We're fucking idiots. There's no chance we could come up with that genius idea.
Yeah.
And like, what?
Also, I'm not with the tinfoil hats have really come out.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to ruin an episode to force someone to sign up for one. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I do respect it.
Mm.
They've also hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what we did.
Cut that bit, Willie, of us announcing that we actually did do that.
Cut
that bit.
Yeah, I'll cut that.
Conspiracy theory.
It also makes me look way better.
Yeah,
correct, correct. Yeah, it was a conspiracy. Willie, nah, tried to make it. It didn't work.
It was a conspiracy.
Now, Willie, what do you have to say to all the senoritas, the bedwetters?
Sorry, guys.
You're very sorry.
I'll be better.
You're very sorry, aren't you?
I am very sorry.
His punishment is no pre-podcast pashes and no post-podcast pashes.
Now, you haven't got one pash since, have you?
I haven't.
We've stuck to our word, haven't we?
Yes.
You have.
Just been Jarch and I.
Just Dothith know that... Just Dothith know that we will reinstate the pre-podcast pashes.
I have to earn it.
But you got to earn it, Daddy.
You'll have at least a week or two off.
At least a week or two. Now, I might come back with a pep in me step next week and want...
Well, it's a joint decision.
Yeah, but...
We both get to decide who joins in the PPPs.
I know, but if you
There's not one ruler to rule them all.
I understand that, but have you ever seen me with a pep in my step?
I just saw it this morning.
Yeah, you both tried to scare the fucking life out of me and both failed, I would argue, miserably.
So Willie and I were sitting here and Jarch goes 2 seconds away and Willie and I look at each other and we're like, fuck yes, let's scare him. I didn't realise that Willie said, I'll set the camera up in here. So I wait outside for probably 5 minutes, like filming myself, being like waiting for Jarch. Turn the camera around, Jarch comes, I hear his little clompers, his little fancy boots.
Clompers.
Little clompers clomping along. And then I go, give me all your money! Jarch doesn't even flinch. Like not even like you literally did not even flinch. And I go, I've got a gun, give it to me. And then come inside and I go, how did you not even? And then Willie goes, ah! And I go, ah!
You had your high-pitched, I just look at Willie, I go, oh. And you had this high-pitched squeal and Willie was like, dude, what the fuck, we organised this.
Ha ha ha!
How did you get scared?
It was our scare cam, and I'm the one who suddenly got scared.
Oh, fuck.
What? You got to say, ow!
I just pricked myself with
it. Judge just put a pin in his finger.
Safety pin? more like dangerous.
Well, you know.
More like danger pin.
That wouldn't happen if we had an HR.
It's not good.
Because there'd be a cleaner in here. Do we have a cleaner?
Yeah, he comes every Friday.
No, we don't. Oh, we do?
Yeah, but does he clean?
Because the place
every Friday
isn't very clean.
No.
It's not a very clean place, is it?
Especially if he's coming every Friday. Well, it's only once a week is what I'm saying. It should be twice a week. Oh, get your mind out of the gutter, Louisa. You are just...
You're pathetic.
Now, can I say something to you? Loving the fit.
Thank
you. Now, can I tell you who you look like? You look like a female version, like it's like a female version of, like, you know how there was a real trend in early 2000s hip-hop where they'd wear khakis?
Yeah.
That's what it reminds
like,
me of.
Like Honey, the dancer.
Kinda.
Or because when
and Dr. Dre and shit, they wear the khakis.
I took a photo in the mirror like this before I left and I thought, I'm giving Nigel Thornberry.
Yeah, it's a bit of safari about
and
it.
And now I can't unsee it, but I love it. This is a little Venroy fit.
A vit.
It's a vit. It's an oversized khaki, Jack, with a little matching skirt.
Yep, nice.
Skirt. Good little matching skirt.
But look, bedwetters, we are truly terribly sorry about the last podcast. But shit happens. We move forward. We trudge through. You've all been great sports about it. We don't need to vilify Willie. We don't need to vilify Willie.
Question.
Anymore.
Should we probably check that this audio is fine?
I'd say so.
Let's pause for a moment. Hold fire, bedwetters.
Do you know what I love?
BRB.
Is that we've all gone, okay, moving forward, let's just do a little test trial thing and then we'll kick the podcast off. First episode back, didn't do it.
Well, if we were in, say, what's another type of media that we could possibly be in?
Oh, shit, I don't even know. Especially one with a specific time slot.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Breakfast
TV?
Radio.
Oh.
If we were in that, they'd always pre-check the audio. And I think that's why it jumped to my mind that we should probably check.
Right, how the fuck? Listen, I love that you sit over there with this arrogance like you know other mediums and like you've worked elsewhere. And how the fuck would you know about Breakfast Radio?
Have you heard of Fitzy and Whipper?
What? Yeah.
Well, me, Louisa Claire Dalden.
Yeah.
30 years old. Used to work for them for 2 years. As a producer. Yeah.
Louisa, you've never once mentioned it.
Well, I'm telling you now.
You know that Wikipedia?
I had no idea.
How many bedwetters?
You were a deer with no eyes.
But I also don't know how to produce, so.
That's a valid point. You could use a few tips from LDD.
But what you can produce is tremendous content.
That has no sound.
Now let's check this fucking fucking working
right,
before
pause.
I fuck myself.
Yeah. Hey, Willie, fucking check the audio.
Stupid cunt. If you fuck this again, mate, honestly, like I know we've got to put these characters on that we're happy and shit. But behind the scenes, you know we're monsters.
I'm going to take this shoe. I'm going to throw
that fucking Alexander McQueen.
He's coming for your head.
Yeah. Yeah. She's gonna McKing hit you with an Alexander McQueen.
I'll actually take that shoe, please.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. No. Sell that second hand, kid. Daddy eats. Wikipedia's ducking to Fiji for a couple of weeks. Just off the one shoe, not even the pair.
Okay, silence.
Audio's good. All right, so you fucking better be. All right, we're going to go back. Fucking idiot. We're going to go back in 3, 2, 1. Thanks for checking, mate. You're such a good producer, Wikipedia.
You're so sweet.
We love you, man.
Angel. And I hope you enjoy that bottle of Moe and that coffee I bought you in this morning and those cookies I baked
for you. Also that Johnny Walker Blue Label, that's for you. That's like the $350 bottle of whiskey that I got you.
Yeah. So. And you know what? I'm going to take you shopping after this. Let's get you a pair of Alexander McQueen's.
Yeah. I'm going to get you a high-class escort.
Well, Jack.
Well, I only provided I can watch.
You know, there's a strip club, a gentleman's club in Adelaide called Boob Teak. Isn't that the most brilliant name you've ever heard?
It's so funny.
And let's duck to Boob Teak for some dinner and boobs.
Because Gentleman's Club sounds like it sounds fancy.
Yeah.
It's like what I think of when it says Gentleman's Club, I think of leather bound couches, cigars, a fucking deer's head on the wall, a lit fire. Oh, Jeffrey.
Darling, this is fabulous.
Well, they wouldn't be probably not darling. They'd be like,
they could call each other Jeffrey. Darling.
Oh, they're probably with posh English. Darling, this Cuban cigar is absolutely tremendous.
Right? I've had this whiskey for 45 years.
Have you heard of this place in Sydney called Twin Peaks?
Yes, I've been to Twin Peaks. I went there on a bucks.
I've heard a lot about it.
Women come down from the roof.
I've actually heard it's fantastic.
It is.
Well, we should all go.
We actually should.
I actually would love to.
Look, it is fucking pisser. I don't think they miss you. We went on a bucks, like that fucking expensive. Went on a bucks party there. And I'm not joking. You're sitting there and you have like a steak. You order your steak, right? And you get, what do you want with a steak? Fucking
tits.
Broccolini? Yeah. You want a side of huge fucking calcium cannons with that? And you're like, yeah, sure. Fucking woman drops from the roof, puts pepper on your thing. Like on your fucking steak.
It was like a full show. Like,
thank you, Diamond. Thank you, Portia. And you eat your steak and chatting to your mates and there's just fucking women dropping from the fucking roof.
That's quite...
it's a show.
Well...
And they go up and down the tables and that.
Sounds like a pink show to me.
It was a pink show, all right.
Pink the artist.
Oh, right.
When they're...
twirling around in the sky, when they're the sky,
cracking
know?
The salt and pepper, do they check that it's actually coming out?
Yeah, they crack the pepper, they go like
guys,
this, and then they go,
no,
is it coming out?
No, we're actually getting very smutty lately, and I'd like to like bring this, you two both. It's
go,
not it.
Okay, let me just work that bit. And then they go, I'll just check that the pepper's coming out. Yep, there seems to be.
Because this is also, you know, it's a duo, and I'm not happy with all the smutty comments lately. So I'd like you
Louisa, to. Louisa, you make. I'd 40 to 45% of them.
I'd like you to raise the bar, as Jill and Franco would say.
Well, when I was in Twin Peaks, don't worry, my bar was raised.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, kid, what do you want?
I might just have a scroll on the talk. Oh, yeah, what's that? Oh, yep. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what would be better? You know how I don't really go on TikTok anymore?
Yeah, you do. I send you some funny ones, and I have to.
Oh, dude, I
got to text them to you now.
Yes.
Do you ever watch them? Because I sent you one the other day. We can't say what it is. Remember, the singing one.
Yeah. I do remember. Yes, that was brilliant. No, I don't really go on TikTok anymore, and I tell you why. So I went on there. I was like, "Fuck, I'll go for a scroll through TikTok," and I go in. The first video was just a chick. It's just another fucking chick lip syncing to a song. Doing absolutely fucking nothing, 350,000 likes. And I was like, this is a dog shit fucking platform.
That's your job.
But so much of the content is toilet.
Perhaps roll back and chop chop.
No, I'm happy to post.
No, I agree.
I think
last night I was bored and I got a filter that was rate the potatoes.
I beg your pardon? What?
There was a filter on TikTok and it said rate the potatoes.
Bro, do you know how wildly you mispronounced that before?
What?
You said of TikTok it was rape the potatoes.
No, I didn't.
I swear to God if we listen back to that. And I was like,
rate the potatoes.
So confused.
And so you hold it up to your face and it comes up with like a spud. Well, obviously it's potato. It comes up with like mashed potato, came up with like fries, came up with like a Hasselback potato, came up with like creamy potatoes, and I got to rate them out of 10.
Proving my point.
I disagree. I had a lot of fun.
Did you?
I had a lot of fun. I looked like a potato in the video though, funnily enough.
No, you look tremendous.
No,
you
I actually been
walking.
Did. Look like
you've been Pilatesing.
Well, I haven't been walking. Have you asked about my foot?
Okay, but any update on the fucking?
Well, I haven't got the scan yet, but it's still sore. I haven't got the orthotics either. They arrive in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you seem to be trotting along just fine, kid.
Disagree.
I love that when we were when we were doing that filming for that telly show.
Yeah.
And and you're like, no, charge. My leg, it's just, and I'm like, Louisa, just fucking move on. I was like, it can't be that
sore. It really hurt.
And but what the funniest thing was, you were like, oh, it's just, and we would kept talking. Then you come back to the foot. I'm like, oh, you've got to get over it. And you were like, the more I told you to get over it, the bigger your limp seemed to get. And then you suddenly look like an old war veteran from the fucking American Civil War.
Just that's come out, how I
just
felt.
Popped a cannonball to the leg and they've had to strap a big wooden leg. One leg was going like this and you're going, no, it's just.
How it felt, Jack.
Just the less attention I gave it, the bigger the limp.
I went for a walk with TDD when I had the really bad limp. And he was like, because obviously he's quite tall, so he's got quite a big stride. Mm. And I could just tell he was like, oh, this is just shit, this walk. Because going, just like trying to get across. And he was like, like so slow for him.
I tell you where there has been good content that I've seen on TikTok. Which is that's exact thing. It cuts. It's like the girlfriend trying to talk to the boyfriend. They're going for a walk, and she's like, "So basically, at work, Jenny was thing, and he's just walking normally, and then she just progressively gets quicker and quicker to the point that she's actually in a full-on sprint, trying to catch up."
Yeah,
mate. I reckon if me and Steph go for walks, she's always 10 meters behind me. Or if we're walking anywhere,
is she a bit of a dawdler?
Dawdler.
Dawdler, whatever. C'est la vie.
That's a dwarf dawdler.
Well.
A dawdler.
No, I'm sure it's dawdler.
It's definitely dawdler.
How would you spell that?
Oh, by the way.
Dawdler.
Happy birthday, Feff.
Oh.
It's Feff's birthday.
Let's call her.
She's 82.
Let's call her.
Yeah. That's a great idea. She just.
Let's sing. Which happy birthday should we sing? Happy birthday.
How many
birthday.
Are there? I thought there was just one traditional song.
Well, there's happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Let's go with the original.
Oh. Hey.
Okay.
That reminds me.
Yep.
I've been having, I can't remember them now, but I've been having very vivid, realistic dreams.
Same.
And I haven't been eating cheese. Oh, I did eat cheese before bed. I had some buffalo mozzarella. Hey, quick question.
Oh, for fuck.
What's the difference between buffalo mozzarella and burrata? Because they're both in the same bowl.
But buffalo mozzarella comes from buffalo milk.
Yeah.
Milk.
What does burrata come from?
Burrata milk. Burrata is like another bison type.
Are you being
beast.
Dead serious?
Yeah. It's like another bison type. Buffalo mozzarella comes from buffalo milk. Burrata comes from an animal called a burrata.
It's a funny cheese, isn't it? They just come in balls and then you cut it.
I hate burrata.
Pardon?
I fucking hate it.
I do agree that it is a bit over hyped.
It's like a bouncy ball. It tastes
everyone's
like water.
Like, ooh, must get the burrata and nectarine. I'm like, you gotta salt that shit.
Dude, it's not a good, I don't like it at all.
But you've got a very basic palate. I actually needed to sniff in then.
Yeah.
But it felt right to do your sniff.
Yeah. Let's
see if Jarch was right. While buffalo milk mozzarella and burrata cheese may look extremely similar at first glance, they have distinct differences. Buffalo mozzarella is a simple, smooth cheese with a slightly tangy flavour, while fresh burrata is a luxurious, creamy cheese with a soft, runny centre. Hey, champion, I don't hear anything about cows there.
Of course you don't. Because of course there isn't a fucking bison-typed animal called a burrata. And buffalo mozzarella. Hey, do buffalo wings come from buffalo skin? There we go. That was a perfect sniff.
That was a good sniff. Oh, so you were fucking with the big dog, LDD. I was
fucking with
you
big dog.
You were fucking over here with this bitch.
I'm big, your fuck. Sorry. I fucking beg your pardon.
Sorry. I don't know what took over me. It was like someone from like the 1980s gangster just went ba-bomph. Ba-bomph.
Okay. You're really flogging this ba-bomph train, aren't you?
Nah. It's like you pop flogging the sniff train. So we're just going with the original happy birthday. Oh, I've forgotten it. No, got it.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stephanie. Happy birthday to you. Bip.
Hooray.
Bip.
Hooray.
Bip.
Hooray.
You're old, bud.
What?
You're ancient, kid.
Yeah, my name's Steffi and I'm 33 and I'm feeling free.
33? Okay. You don't look a day over 21.
Well?
Correct.
I don't think so.
No, you don't look a day over
I'm literally 26. Like reading this cook. I literally just cut up heaps of random shit and threw it in the bin.
What do you mean cut up heaps of random? Like food
context,
or clothes?
She got some presents this morning.
Oh, what presents
did you get?
I got some
knives.
Oh.
Global knives. Charlie came over and was like, they're the best knives in the world.
Oh, fair dinkum.
What did Jarch get you?
Yeah.
That's what I got her.
Oh, the knives.
I got her knives.
Charlie did.
A couple of books. I got a watch. And I got
Sorry, fancy little senorita over here with the prison gifts.
And I got her some scratches.
Yeah, he got me a Rolex.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, fresh
Rolex. Chump change.
Yeah.
Chump change with a big dog.
I said to the bloke at the jeweler, I said, buddy, anything over 100K, he said this section. I said, give me two of them.
That's a big snap.
Thank you. Thank you.
And also.
Due to Steph's profession, we've had to cut a bit there because she's a kid. Somehow she didn't realise that.
Okay.
I'm doing the podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I've just woken up and exercised. I'm just having a water and I'm about to have an ice bath and I'm just ready for the day.
Yes, slayeth queen.
Beautiful.
And
I'm a really wholesome person.
Insert that bit.
I'm a really wholesome person.
Good girl.
You're also a wholesome person.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we wish you a happy birthday and we hope you read one of those books and chop up some vegetables with your knives and read the time on your watch.
Yeah, well, I was chopping up the vegetables because we're going away and I'm like, I'm just going to chop them all and throw them in the bin.
So you're literally wasting fucking food.
Well, I just wanted to test the knives.
You can test them on like body parts.
Oh,
do it on your leg.
Don't.
I'm going to stab myself. Okay, now I'm just trying. Now I'm just showing off because I now know I'm on the
You're trying to be cool.
So
you're trying to be cool.
I'm trying too hard to be funny, so I'm going to slowly hang up.
Do you know what I've learned about? Well, I've known this for a long time. It's so funny.
Oh no!
Because you're a fucking A grade Fruit Loop. So like, she'll be in the kitchen and like she'll be doing something, and she'll just go like, she'll go, "I've seen everyone before," in her own little world, and she'll say something like that, and I'll start laughing because I'm like, "What the fuck is going on through her head?" You know, and then she'll hear me laugh and then I notice that it gets very much more frequent and louder and I go, buddy, you've killed
it. I've seen the one time.
Yeah, it was funny because that came out of nowhere. Now you're trying to do it.
I love that.
You know what I mean?
It's very good.
It's kind of like you every single day.
Yeah, if there was a GoPro set up in my house, me living on my own, I would be in an asylum.
Dude. It'd be
I've really taken to talking to myself anywhere, anytime, and I don't care.
Same. I got a new jacket. Actually, nah.
Yeah.
I was about to be like, should I hang up for this one? Because I'm.
You're welcome to listen.
Yeah.
Is it funny?
Well,
you'll find out. I don't know.
What kind of rude shit is that?
Is it funny?
What, Lou starts talking and you're like, yeah, okay, righto. Thanks for the birthday wishes.
All right, I better go now.
Okay.
Yep, okay, I'm back in bed. Tell me.
No, hold on.
I got this new, like, big puffer jacket and I was obviously woke up this morning and I, like, put it on and I was naked and I had the jacket on and I was doing a little dance.
No, you weren't.
What? Is that weird?
No.
Well, I live on my own.
I know.
The only person who saw me was Kevin, my stuffed koala.
A little fanny dance.
Oh. Yep, Steph.
Oh, God. That's
the word fanny.
It's such a fucked word.
Fanny.
I don't say it. Yeah.
But people are called fanny. It's a name.
An old school name. But that word to describe a Monet is the grossest word. Like, what the fuck? I hate that fucking word.
I think.
Oh, Fanny Lumsden. She's a great country music singer. She's named Fanny. That suits her, though. But to describe a Monet as a fanny is gross.
What about
Jamie? Oh, Steve!
You're actually fucked in the head.
Jamie.
Hey, this has been great. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We love you.
We'll have a talk to you later, bud.
Love you.
Catch.
Bye. Jamie.
Ugh.
The word Jamie.
And Fanny.
Ew.
Like, dude, think about it. It's like, like. Oh, like, look at my fanny.
Oh, don't. Don't. The way you looked at my eyes when you said that.
It's just the dumbest word. I've always hated it. We used to call them fennies at school.
Like a fence.
Yeah, but like a fenny. They'd be like,
why?
Oh, I fucking seen a fenny.
Why?
I think maybe that's a bush thing. I don't know.
F-E-N-N-Y.
Yeah, Fenny.
Finny.
I don't know. I haven't heard that for so long, but that's, hey, any country motherfuckers, let me know if you also did that.
My brain just went to Fetty Wap, the rapper.
Well, Fetty Wap, Fenny Wap. It's a wet-ass
wet
pussy.
Ass pussy. Make it drop. That's a wet-ass pussy. Get a bucket and a mop. You want to play red light, green light?
I'd love to.
Great. Let's get out of here.
It's taken a turn.
Yeah.
It's taken a turn.
It has. And it's, no, it's, we're raising the bar, Jack.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now, kid.
You, yes?
I'm going to start.
Were you going to do a jingle?
No, no, no. You're doing the jingle.
Well, give me a genre.
Operatic. Opera music.
Red light, green light.
Just divine.
On an April afternoon.
Yeah, she's done what Steph does. She got a little bit of...
A little bit of pep.
A little bit of pep in the step. Kept going with it.
A little bit of pepper and salt.
Speaking of fannies, red light, green light, something that rhymes with it, nothing to do with it really. Eggs Benny.
Red.
Red.
Red, red, red. That sauce is fucked.
Dude, the sauce is fucked.
Disgusting. Despicable. It's like a mayonnaise on eggs.
What is it?
It's yolk.
It's hollandaise.
What is hollandaise sauce?
It's made out of egg yolks, butter, and lemon.
So that should be good.
It's disgraceful.
And
it's so yellow and orange, and it's like sticky and hard. All of them.
Yellow and orange.
Well, they're a mix. It varies on the color chart, Jake.
Does it?
It varies,
Larissa.
Yes. Get that down, Willie.
Yeah, that's more like.
And also, can I say something else? Eggs Benedict, if you're getting it, should be eggs and bacon. Salmon and that hollandaise sauce and eggs, go fuck yourself.
Oh, has it always got salmon in it?
Some people have Sam with it.
I think that's eggs Florentine.
No, you can get eggs Benedict the salmon.
Willie's got this good knowledge of his eggs.
Well, you know me, I don't like yolk. So if I'm ordering eggs, I'm getting hard boiled at the cafe.
Yeah, we understood.
Just checking.
Yeah. Just checking. Yeah. Your whole life's a yolk. No, we shouldn't laugh about it. No, we shouldn't.
If we don't laugh, we'll cry.
Correct. Eggs Florentine.
Don't you think eggs and salmon don't mix?
I don't think salmon for breakfast is a fucking should be a thing.
No, it's quite common at cafes.
Which is fucked.
Well, I disagree. I think you can have a bit of Sam for breakfast. No. It's good protein. It's, you know, it's good for you. But
fish for breakfast? Yeah, you're having fish on dates though, you sick fuck.
What?
You're an FBF. You're a fishy breath fucker.
Go into the bathroom and have a Mentos. Have a Wrigley's. Have an extra.
Yeah.
And come back to your date.
Yeah, or skip that step entirely and don't have fish on the date,
but it's
you
like,
fucking idiot.
Imagine going to Japanese and them going, you eat sashimi, and you're going, oh my God, no, because I have fishy breath.
No, sashimi's different because it doesn't smell like fish. That fishy fish that's cooked brings out the flavours and the smell.
You can still get fishy fit. It's like, imagine if you went to Japanese and you had raw tuna.
Raw fish don't smell like that.
Imagine if you had tuna rolls.
Charles?
Yes.
That's what I mean. Don't do that.
You're don't not be having fishy. Not eat something because of your breath.
Yes, you fucking are, you serial killer.
Well, I went on a second date with that fish guy.
Yeah, and he probably went back to his friends. He's like, bruh, old fishy breath over there. Why didn't it make a third date? Probably because of old FBB. Fishy. No, FBD. Fishy breath Dalton. FBD.
Right.
The big dog FBD. Yeah, right. Mate, it was. No, we went in for the kiss, and I literally just woke up on the floor 10 minutes later with someone fanning my face. And they're like, why? Because that fishy breath.
No, but that's the same as like if you have too much garlic. You can, you know.
Correct.
You won't attract a vampire. I want to suck your blood.
Well, if it's a date, they won't be wanting to suck blood. Let me tell you something. I'm going to suck something else. Cock. That was a blowjob joke. Now, fishy breath, Dalton. You're telling me you're happy to go on a date. Right? Completely disregard the fact that you might be kissing an individual and take precedence over the food takes precedence over the date.
Do you think that that means subconsciously I didn't like the person? I'm ordering fish.
Do I look like a motherfucking therapist? Yeah. I just think
you're no, we feel like we're in therapy chairs. So,
Thez,
elaborate on this for me, please.
I think No, I don't think that. I think you simply run your own race. And if you saw fish on the menu, you go, yeah, mama's going to eat that fish because it looks good.
Yeah.
Irrespective of the breath that comes doth with it.
If Steph ordered fish now, would you be off it? Like, if 10-day date ordered fish, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Buddy, this is the early datings. I couldn't give a fuck what anyone eats. But if I'm on an early date, I'm not. If I'm on first or second date, let me give you that tip. I'm not getting fish.
But that's even, I suppose there's date etiquette, but that's even like saying you can't order spicy, saucy, ranchy wings. Because you're getting them all over your finger and then you're licking them and then you've got
I wouldn't order my favourite thing, wings, on a first or second date.
So what are you ordering? Like a fucking one piece of schnitzel, no sauce?
Hey, buddy, I'll give you the hot tip. On the first date, we're not eating dinner.
Oh, that's right. You like to take drinks.
You don't go for dinner on the first date.
But you're having snacks. Nobody's having a drink without snacks.
Oh, look, little fries. Potato. Cool. Oh, bit of fucking tomato sauce. Sweet.
Tomato sauce, breath boy.
It's not a thing.
TSB, tomato sauce beef boy.
TSBB. I'm happy with it. But you know what I mean? On a first date, it's just like, let's go for drinks. Let's see where the night takes us. I'm not taking you for dinner on the first date because dinner is stuffy. Dinner is awkward. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not in my fucking wheelhouse, bud.
You just didn't like them enough.
Bullshit.
It's okay, test tube. You're all right, buddy.
Maybe I was concocted in a lab.
You were.
Concocted. I'm happy with it. Well, come on.
Well, I'm going.
Sorry.
Red light, green light. Taking your shoes off at the movies.
Have we done this one?
We've done it on aeroplanes.
Oh, we have. Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, I agree. But then sometimes if you're in the layout ones.
Bruh, if someone, just keep your fucking, what the fuck is with people these days, bruh? Zero shame.
You don't reckon like.
Keep your fucking shoes on. I don't need your stinky ass feet getting in my motherfucking way.
But what if your feet aren't stanky?
But what if they are, bud? That you run a risk.
Because I want to say it's red, but then I just have this feeling that I've done it before in gold class.
I dare say I only go to the movie cinemas that match my shoes. Now, these golden geese, yeah, they're coming off, but not in VMAX, nor even the basic level. These golden geese are coming off in gold class only.
Don't act like you don't
go. Clippity-clap, bring me my shampoo.
Go to gold class movies.
You bet your bottom fucking dollar I do, kid.
And you spend about $45 on treats.
No, but I'll go VMAX. Well, it just depends. I'll go gold class on a film that I'm really, really excited to see. Generally, though, if I'm going to the picks, VMAX. I'm going VMAX.
Okay, so we're
so hold on. So red. You're saying gold class? You're whipping the fucking Mundus off.
I'm saying it's red, but I'm being a hypocrite because I have a vivid memory. I think of me potentially taking the shoesies off.
I'm just in a, you know, it's just for me. It's like, what the fuck is? Just keep your shoes on.
You know what I mean? Like, are your shoes that uncomfortable?
I'm agreeing with you that, yeah. Especially if you're in gold class, your feet are
and with golden
right
geese
up.
On. I mean, those things should have golden like mass golden gooses. They should have geese is the plural to goose.
Well, you see, I wear them because it's a memoir of how the geese would flap their wings, and break your legs.
It's a memoir. Like, it's a book of someone's life.
I wrote a book about it. It's in the making.
You can write.
It hasn't been published.
There's a shock.
No, it's about to be. Penguin Publish House has come to me and said, Hatchet actually, have come to me and said, we'd love a memoir on how the geese would flap their wings and break your ankles.
So it's like a page-long memoir. How long can you talk about that for?
I got notes from my nonnal. So they were obviously his geese.
Oh, nonna is the male.
Yes.
Nonna is the female.
Correct. Your turn, Jake, Jed.
Red light, green light. Vladimir Putin.
Red? He's bad.
Are you going to try and sit here and tell us you're not some sort of a Russian infiltrator? Me and Willie know your fucking secrets, kid. I heard you the other day. Oh, fuck, what's a Russian accent? You were on the phone. You're going, hello, yeah. We have infiltrated, that's German. Нет. I have infiltrated this podcast world in Australia. I'm sending out to the masses.
Were you just lying in bed and you're like, what can I do for a red light, green light? Huh, that.
Vladimir, yeah, I think he was on the news or something.
Right, red.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm red too. Are you saying red because it's the red state? You're a communist, you're a famous communist, you're a Soviet?
Sometimes I would like to.
You're a Soviet apologist?
Sometimes I would like to hurt you.
Get over here. A lot. Get over here, kid. Give it a crack.
Okay, a bedwetter's seen this one. It's pretty fucking funny. Pooing straight after you hop out of the shower.
Fucking red. I mean.
Like.
You've got to do it before. I've had to do that before. And I'm like.
Pre-shower poops.
Piss peas.
Yes.
You don't want to do a PSP, a post-shower poop. I've had to do it before and I've been.
Did you get back in the shares?
I have. Because I'm like, this just feels like a waste.
It feels like a waste of a shares.
It doesn't it? Of a shower. It does feel like a waste of a shower because now you've shit. And now there's poo particles all through the air. Ooh. And you're like, well, I was all fresh before.
Now
post-shower, was she green?
Or no,
she just posed you the question.
She was red.
Yeah.
Anyone who's saying green is fucked.
Yeah, if you're willing to jump in a shower and then happily take a shit after your shower, you need to have a good fucking hard look at yourself in the mirror. A good hard long look at yourself. Because like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, usually you just poo in the shower.
Sorry? You are a waffle stomper. You are a waffle
imagine
stomper.
Imagine doing that.
What do you mean imagine? Two birds, one stone, kid. Hey, there's nothing better than the smell of shit in a steamy hot box.
Oh, yuck, Jack.
Enclosed box.
Don't,
you get to experience in full HD.
Don't, that's disgusting.
Yeah, huge dump. Hey, okay.
Next one.
No, please. No. Well, I need to, like, this is just as crook.
Mm-mm.
No, because it makes you feel bad, but, like, you ever just farted in a really hot shower? It is. Like you hop and you're like, somehow the steam like enhances the fart. Tell me you haven't.
I don't think I have.
Kid, you're the crop dusting queen.
Oh, don't.
From Aberdeen.
Jack, no more stew.
You stinky little fucker. Of course you've done it.
I have not.
Batuta did an article about it a few years ago.
Batuta.
Yeah. Man experiences fart in the shower in full HD.
Yuck.
Good stuff.
Move on to the next one.
Red light, green light. Coriander.
Green?
Okay.
We've done this before.
Have we done coriander?
We've done every red light, green light twice.
Well, there's no...
Jump on in for round two of everything we've ever done.
Yeah, correct. This podcast will literally just be a merry-go-round. We'll get back to the start and then we'll like start getting to know each other again. So where'd you go to school?
Wait, were you the guy in the billboards?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, g'day, guys. We're just starting. This is the first episode. We've just started
back.
Welcome back. This is the first episode of We Mean Well.
And so, you were from Walker.
Walker. And you're from Palmerston North.
Yes. And so, what was your mum and dad's name?
Kendall and Sign.
That's right.
What was yours?
Fran and Jan.
I haven't spoken to Franco in so long.
Let's do a prank for him.
Can we?
Yes, come up with one.
Dude, do the fucking... The oil rig one.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's enough red light, green light. Let's prank Franco.
Yeah, fuck. We've done all these fucking red lights.
Yeah. Coriander green, fuck it.
Yeah, whatever. I'm green too.
Okay. Clap for me, please.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Every time she just... She needs applause. It's like food for her.
Okay, we're about
it's
to
sustenance.
Shut the fuck up.
Clap for me.
That was a.
That's how we start every. That's how we start every segment.
Clap for
goes,
me.
Okay, gentlemen, clap for me, and we clap. And she goes.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Now I'm doth ready.
Okay, we're gonna prank Franco. Right. We're going to pretend that I'm been offered an influencer job in the mines.
As a diesel mechanic?
As a diesel mechanic in Perth?
Yeah, say Western Australia.
Okay. He probably won't answer.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
And then who
we've done all this prep
That's
with
what
you.
What I mean.
He'd fucking want to.
I'll be fucked off.
Have you tested that it's connected? Crazy, crazy kid. There we go.
Yes, hi, you've reached...
Franco, pick your fucking phone up.
Yeah.
And that's coming from me, a notorious piece of shit that doesn't answer texts or phone calls.
Let's try one more time. Otherwise, you two use your brains and think of something for TDD.
All right.
Because I haven't told him I'm doing the podcast at this time. Oh, he texts me saying in a meeting.
Oh, fuck.
Franco, when are you available for Franco's?
Damn it.
Okay, let's actually...
Franco didn't work.
TDD, we couldn't come up with a prank. Let's call your brother. It's his wedding on Friday.
Yep.
And say you can't get there until an hour before the wedding.
Yeah,
brand deal's coming.
Let me just see.
This is actually very cruel.
I know.
He'll be so stressed already.
Correct. I'm going to have to play this well, though, because he also does know we're doing the potty. Let's just see how this goes. Okay. But then again... Yeah, fuck it.
Lebelay, Gunjabalooey,
what's going on, brother?
Nah, not fucking poking north there, son.
Mate. We just knocked off. We're fucking I'm about to go pick up Dougs from the airport.
Shit, yeah, brother. Oh, he's not getting the fucking taxi over to the studio there.
Oh, mate, I'm right there, and we've knocked off. I said I might as well just come and pick you, save him money. It's only a few minutes away.
Yeah, copy, dude, 100%. So he's touched down and ready to fucking ram.
He's ready to ram, but he is... Mate, me and Lou have just fucking been offered a... basically like a brand deal thing that needs to be filmed tomorrow. It's for a big streaming service. It needs to be filmed tomorrow. What time is your wedding?
The wedding's at... What time is it? 3. Wedding's at 3, dude.
What time? Wedding's at 3. I need to film in the morning. I need to film it in the... It's like big fucking dough. I'm just trying to weigh it up, dude, because I know it's important. It's your wedding and that, but like this also... fucked. That sounded fucked. But it's also my career. You know what I mean? So...
You're fucking kidding. No, I understand, but just don't miss the wedding.
I won't. I'd likely get in at about fucking 1:30.
Is that all right, Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. Yeah, no, that's fine. As long as it's important for your career, mate, I guess that's fine.
It is, mate, like heaps. And I know your wedding's important, but fuck. You know,
guys, I've got to jump in here. You two are the sweetest souls. The fact that you're like, yeah, that's sweet. Rock up an hour before my wedding.
I'm emceeing the fucking thing.
God.
I was just going to say, mate, I'm just going to go and just say to Luke, like, is this guy fucking serious?
I love
the fact that you're both like, yeah, that's fine.
Luce was like, yeah. And then Henry were like, are you fucking serious? And then you were like, but yeah, that's sweet, mate, if it's important.
Oh, that was good.
Just when you say 1:30, I know you are fucking shithouse have been on time. Like, if he misses his fucking wedding.
Oh, that was so good.
What'd you say, Lou?
And we think one day we'll quit our jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good stuff, guys.
I was just looking at the dollar signs, mate.
Fucking hell. I think I played that very straight.
Very good.
Fucking hook. You're hook, blind, and sinking me because I've listened to a few of your guys' pranks and fucking hell, Lulu, you hook a few of them.
Holy shit.
Oh, good stuff, guys.
Well done, guys.
Mate,
thank you very much.
I'll actually be seeing you in a couple of hours.
How exciting.
Looking forward to it, mate. That's good news.
Have the best day tomorrow.
Thanks, Lou.
Oi, can I also say something? You know what I love?
Yeah.
You're a police officer of the law, and then you said in the phone, when you were driving, you go, oh, fucking coppers.
Yeah, mate. Mate, oh, yeah. I'm a copper, mate, but I'm not a highway patrol copper. There's a big difference.
Brilliant.
Fair. All right.
Oh,
see you soon.
Guys.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, Hero.
Oh, that was funny. That honestly, bro, like my heart was like, oh, when they were like, yeah, that's fine. All good. We get it. How sweet.
I tried to push him by playing a selfish cunt. Like, I know your wedding means a lot in that, but like my career is really important. Like,
when you said that, when you were like, it's good dough in my career. I wanted to punch you in the face.
I have never, ever said like it's my career. Like, fuck you. We talk shit. Shut the fuck. Yeah, that actually killed me.
Pound it, brother.
Sorry?
Pound my hand.
I beg your pardon. That doesn't sound
fist
any...
it.
Oh, Louisa.
Fist my hand, brother.
Willie, when she starts doing that, stop. Do your zipper back up. We've said this. Louise, I'm sorry.
Now, Wilbur, get off your phone, Jack, and jump on the hotline for us, please, sweet Willie. No PPPs yet. I know you're looking over here to have some fun. Not yet.
Jesus Christ, the sniffing. We've just clapped for Lou again. Now, that was a very good little segment, wasn't it, buddy?
Thank you.
Yeah, and who's very clever?
Me.
Exactly right.
Yes.
I'm chill.
I'm very clever, aren't I?
You dotheth the queen of cleverness.
The dotheth the queen of the Rotheth Bay with her new orthotics.
Rotheth Bay. Okie dokie, smoky fucking chokey.
So this bedwetter emailed in. It's a long one.
Yep.
But she emailed and asked specifically.
I believe in you.
Okay, better be no more than 55 seconds.
I guarantee it is.
I can't say off speakerphone.
Hey Lou, hey Jart. I have a bit of a red light, green light for you guys. So, red light, green light. You're staying at a guy's house who you've been seeing for the past couple of weeks, and you've just finished work together because you work together in hospitality. You come home and you go to sleep, and you wake up the next morning, and the whole bed is wet. Because he pissed the bed. And then he's still asleep and you've noticed it.
Oh.
And then he wakes up and he notices it, but he tries to make it not noticeable that he's noticed it, and he doesn't know if I've noticed it. And then he says, oh, do you want to go have a shower together? So we go have a shower together. And then he mysteriously needs to take a work phone call. And then proceeds to come into the room and flip the mattress upside down and try and hide it, and then has to go to work and leaves me here, and the piss sheets are still on the bed, and I don't know what to do. Anyway, so red light, green light. Anyway, love the potty. So much love. Bye.
Love you, buddy.
Bedwetters for life.
Bedwetters for life. I feel for the kid.
Don't you just own it, though?
No. If you think you can get away with it, try and get away with it. Dude, are you serious? If you're like seeing a girl you like her, you're fucked, you're in the bed, you're like, this is great.
Jack.
What?
We promote bedwetting and now you're trying to hide it?
No, but I'm saying a bedwetter. We own bedwetting.
No.
But he might not, he's not a bedwetter clearly. He's a bedwetter.
Are a piece of shit. Yeah.
Oh, we're not. That wasn't a moment.
We're not.
Oh, shit.
Please don't try and kiss me ever again.
There will be contextual relevance for that when some content comes out a little bit later. Nut the kid.
I'd backtrack if I was you. It's a green.
I'd own it, kid. It's a green.
It's a green to pissing the bed.
She also mentioned in the email he was 35.
Green.
Green. In fact, he should have golden showered her. He should have just stood up and urinated on her.
We've always said that
right?
The older the bedwetter and the sheet of the...
Fine. Fine. You're okay. You've got to push yourself. You're all right. It's okay.
Hot.
There we go.
Hotline.
There you go. Good. Good girl. Piss. Atta girl. There we go. Very clever. Yeah, you're all right. Just take a breath. Or 400. Yeah, fuck poor cunt. Okay.
Guys, that was a really tough listen. Yeah. I'm really disappointed. But, you know, what do you expect from a fucking, just a bloody not highbrow podcast? Listen, it's just not acceptable. Yeah. These kind of things wouldn't happen if bloody Dior was here, would they? Step it up, Willie.
And it's just...
Step it up.
No.
Beautiful fucking cunt. Good night.
No, she's right.
She's dead right.
No, and Louisa, she's on the money.
Have you reflected on your behaviours?
Willipedia?
I have. I haven't slept since.
Well, good. I hope that the insomnia stays.
Yeah, and I hope it does too. And also use this inflection, Willipedia, with us.
Yeah, sorry, that's what you do.
I just can't sleep.
I get it. We get it.
And it's fair enough you can't sleep because you absolutely royally fucked our podcast.
Literally fucked it straight in the door.
Yeah, it's...
And we're sick of it.
Sick
of it.
I'm tired.
I fucking love that voice. Oh, dear.
There's a few of them like that.
Is there?
Not the voice, but the general theme is...
Yep.
Perfect.
Episode 144 can fix the fucking shit for the fucking Patreon, but you can't fix it for us fucking bottom feeders that are going to listen to it that can't afford to fucking pay it. Fuck yourself, Jarchi, you fucking bum dog. You're right, Luke.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Hey.
Finally.
You're dead right, kid.
Hey. The conspiracy's right. We had a big marketing ploy. We had hundreds and thousands of dollars behind this ploy.
Correct.
And it worked.
This has been years in the making. We said, when we get to episode 144, we're up to 144, we said, let's fuck the audio.
Let's absolutely fuck it.
Right.
Let's rightfully fuck it.
Yeah, let's do what Napoleon Bonaparte did to Anne Boleyn. Really royally fuck her.
Let's do what Aristotle did.
Oh, for fuck.
Next one, Wilbur.
Was that a name, Anne Boleyn?
Well. You give us shit for using the fucking speakerphone, which I am on right now, so fuck you, Luke. And you release a fucking audio fucking thing like that? What the fuck? Sonny shit. That's in relation to the most recent episode, by the way.
Yep.
Fucking disgusting.
Disgrace.
Yeah. And yet your Patreon guys, someone's doing some money grabbing. You little naughty senior inches, aren't you?
Aren't you?
Anyway, bye-bye.
Love you.
Aren't you? Love you.
Well, I'll just say one thing.
Oh, it's good stuff.
You've got to get off speakerphone.
I reckon he sounded great.
Was that? Well, it sounded better than our fucking podcast.
A lot fucking better.
We sounded like we were in a submarine.
She's done it again. Submarine has a real nice feel to it.
Second time lucky. Ba-boom!
You're next really one, you're fogging this fucking ba-boom train, aren't you?
Judge and I did that on the phone the other day, but I was in the car and for some reason I couldn't do it loud enough. I don't think you realised I was going.
I couldn't.
You just thought I was just silent.
Do you know it's a Ricky Gervais original?
Oh, you're a thing.
Have you ever listened to Ricky Gervais's podcast? Whenever he'd say something, he was like playing a character. He'd say something to Carl Pilkington. You are our Carl.
Yes, right.
And he'd go, no, Carl. You know, he's like, they're mollusks. They're not fucking arachnids.
I don't know if it's a compliment that I'm Carl. Is it?
No.
Oh.
I think I'm Carl after the last performance.
You've got a bit of Carl about you.
People say...
You're the Carl, you're the Pilkington.
Am I close to Theo Von? I get that a bit.
He's tremendously clever, so not really
right
in his approach.
Next one, Wilbur.
That podcast was fucking shit.
Yep. No, we'll take it on the lack of
judges. I'll take it on
chin.
The chin.
Yeah, you actually have one.
Let me just reiterate, it was me.
Yeah.
Not a ploy.
It was, yeah.
I had a fair few DMs being like, you fucked this one, Lou. Hey, fuck off. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Look, if I had a big old Nathan Cleary chin, I'd take it on the chin.
Or Johnny Bravo.
Oh, Johnny Bravo. Correct, Louisa.
Great.
More your
cartoon.
Speed of things. Yep.
No.
You love a cartoon.
Just, you look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Do I? Why?
The way you're sitting in your shoulders.
Am I hunched?
And the jacket. Oh, okay. God, you're pathetic. Next one, Willie. God,
being called pathetic is also fun.
Guys, I'm just listening to the latest episode.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Willie.
How many times have I got to tell you? Off speakerphone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mic up to your mouth,
yep.
And try not to do the podcast inside of a 40-gallon drum.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I'm only 4 seconds in, and Jesus.
Yeah.
Mate,
fuck
even...
Fuck yeah, now. Oh, keep doing what you're doing. Keep pissing.
Keep pissing, Red. Mate. Even my mum... Sorry, I just fucking...
Yeah, I saw you touch yourself.
Yeah, yeah. His voice just did something to me.
Right.
Even my mum, I fucking called mum, just so I was like, I needed to get some fucking logistics for the wedding coming up, and I was, and she goes, hi, darling. And I'm like, how you going? She's like, I'm just listening to the to your podcast. She's like, it's tough. I'm like, yeah. I know.
TDD said the same. He goes, it's not as bad as you described it, but it's pretty bad.
I love that he said, just in future, try not to do it in a 44-gallon drum, like we've actively pursued doing the podcast in a 44-gallon drum.
We did, the marketing ploy.
It's the ploy.
We sat in it. We actually sat in the drum.
It's good.
Well, if you're a Patreon listener, you've got it. You got another 20 with the kids, maybe even 30. See how we go. But we love you, bedwetters, and we're so sorry for the audio last time. And
we are truly sorry.
We actually are.
That's fucking life. Now we get up and we move on.
Yep.
Get
this
over
one
it.
Will be much better, and stick around for some fucking even better chat on the Patreon. Also, everyone who's on Patreon, Jarch and I love the big group chat. It is so much fun.
Well, hey, buddy. That's what we tell the Patreon mob.
Sorry. Well, you sneak peek.
See
you soon, Patreon. See you soon, Super Second Senoritas. Mwah, mwah.
Hey, guys. We love the lot of you. Keep pissing. Bedwetters for fucking life. And guess what? The best to find out. Just cut it.
Cut it. Willie, shut the mics off.
Turn it off.